G'day guys, this is Kerry Hoth speaking to you about the courses that are going to be available from the Cisco Academy for the Vision Impaired. It's 2015. I know, how many times have you written 2014 on stuff and had to scratch it out and put in 2015, or equally do the technological version of erase, or scrub it out with a fingernail. Guys, we're taking enrolments up until probably February 7, 2015. It's not too late to sign up for one of our courses. Our course schedules are up on our wiki, wiki.qcat.org. So you'll know what night the course is on. And you know what? If there's more than 10 of you that want to do a course in a particular time slot, we will accommodate you. That's right. We will get instructors, where possible, to do the course in a time zone that is sensible for you. So European, UK people, find some friends, get 10 of you together. We will run HTML and CSS at a particular time that you want it to be run, or PHP. Now, you could go to wiki.cucat.org and go through all of the courses that we've got. And that's probably a good thing to be doing, so you can read about all of our excellent courses. But right now, I'm going to whip through the courses that we have and very quickly tell you what they are and what they're about in case any of them interest you. So if you're not interested in this, you'll have hit stop by now, I would say. So onwards and upwards. You're going to hear the click of my mechanical keyboard because, well, I'm so passionate about Cavi, I'm actually recording this boo at home after work, and they're not paying me. So we have audio editing fundamentals. This is the way to learn Gold Wave and Reaper, the really heavy duty stuff. Taught by yours truly and a helper, Simon Jager. We are going to teach you how to single track edit. We're going to teach you how to multi-track edit. We're going to teach you how to layer effects. We are going to allow you to go from bad headset microphone in your bedroom to karaoke star with real audio equipment. Please note that we do not provide the real audio equipment, but we'll tell you what's cool, what's hot, and what's not. Okay. Intro to HTML 5 and CSS. This course teaches you the basics on how to do a web page. Yes, this is from Start Run Notepad or Text Edit, Command Comma, tweak a few preferences and start typing to a web page that has navigation, images, style sheets and pictures. We will even talk about various ways that blind people can manipulate image data and how to actually deal with those slippery images that can cause you such problems. This is a great way to learn how to build your first website. So if you want to build your first website, or you want to update your skills to HTML5, HTML and CSS, highly recommended. It's one of our most popular courses. UK people, if you want this to run in your time zone, we need 10 of you. Okay? It's not worth it to run it for less than 10 people in a particular time zone, which is why we say this. Introduction to WordPress. This is a little short course put together by the awesome Amanda Rush. And it's a 6-week short course that teaches you the basics of getting up the content management system WordPress. She will talk basically about themes and plugins, the simple stuff. She will get you from, I have nothing on my new web hosting plan, to look at my flashy new WordPress site that I just need to add piles of content to. IT Essentials. This one's also taught by me. This teaches you how to pull apart computers, how to put them back together, how to fix them, how to install Windows. Yes, I do have to cover it. And yes, we do flog off LevTex Winstaller from time to time. And we also talk about the other PE environments that you can use. And we also talk about stuff like networks and security and all of those sorts of fun things that take you from zero to hero when it comes to studying for your A+ exam. There are people who have taken IT Essentials, done sufficient study, and then taken and achieved the A+ certification. Intro to Linux with a Raspberry Pi. I usually dabble my hand in this one as well, but I may not be able to this year because of time commitments. But there is a $35 microcomputer taking the world by storm. It's about the size of a credit card. The Model B Plus has 3 USB ports, an Ethernet port, a micro SD storage, a 700 MHz processor, 512 MB RAM, an HDMI port, and some audio out. And it allows you to install all sorts of different software onto that little computer and do all sorts of awesome things. If all of that was double Dutch to you, we do start from the beginning. If you've got basic computer skills and can run NVDA and a terminal emulation program such as PuTTY, you should be golden in the Raspberry Pi course. I've personally been running Linux since 1993, and the other people who also help out with this class are also experienced, and we teach the accessible and usable ways of doing things under Linux at the CLI. We do not cover Orca and the graphical user interface at this time. Computers 101. If we get 10 students for this, it'll run. This is Mummy, where's the power button? How do I turn my computer on? Now, you might have to tell your friends about Computers 101 because they may not have Skype and they may need to find some way of getting in touch with us to sign up for this one. This one is awesome. It gets you confident with your computer and stops you being terrified of the computer and the operating system and all of those sorts of things. If we have enough users, we will also run a Mac version of this course, but we have no enrollments for that at this point because Mac users, well, they just haven't come flocking to this one at this point, but it's also an awesome course. So 101 for the PC and the Mac. We cover both. Microsoft Office. Love it or hate it. I spend most of my time hating it personally. But this will teach you to go from my word, it's Word, to, I want to stick my fingers in a PowerPoint. Please don't stick your fingers in a PowerPoint at home. This is not recommended. Unless it's one of the ones that's loaded into Microsoft Office. We cover Office 2010 and Office 2013, and it is an awesome course with mind-boggling notes. There is no other Office course like it. Tripping over some problem with one of the ribbons? Finding that something isn't quite the way it was documented? Well, in our Office course, somebody will toddle off and look at it straight away, and the notes get tidied up so that you are given the correct and most accurate information that exists out there. So, Microsoft Office, give it a thought.
What's this?
I'm doing an audio boo.
On Office?
No, on the whole thing. This is Grace, who also works very occasionally for Cisco Vision, time permitting. And in fact, she's teaching an employment course.
Yay, how's employment!
In a serendipitous arrival of Grace here. Perhaps you're unemployed. Perhaps you're struggling from SSI check to SSI check, and you think that there has to be something better in life than one pizza per month. Well, if you'd like to get a job, if you'd like to get employed, if you want those skills so that you go from being fired to hired, then you might want the Cavi employment course.
It's more than just resume building and cover letters. We talk about confidence and why we want to work, and go through what skills we actually need to get employed and how to get them. It's good.
It will be good, and if you want to sign up for that one, we are also looking for people to do that one. Now, how much does all this cost? Well, the full-length courses cost $150, and the short courses like WordPress and employment are somewhat cheaper. If you want details, please look at our wiki.qcat.org site at the pricing page, and it'll tell you how much they cost. Or get in touch with us via our Twitter, which is Cisco Vision, CiscoVision. And we'll be happy to answer any questions that you happen to have. Thanks for listening.